less laksuba, since the mother, the grandmother, does not get a ksuba. Because whenever you marry a Navera, there's no ksuba there. The Keter, Rabbanu wants you to get a get right away, not to stay married. So the Maisa, there's no ksuba involved. Therefore, less la mezoini, who would then, if they have a daughter now, the daughter has no din ksuba, she has no right to collect her mezoinis from the nechosim of her father. Or Dilma, maybe, the svar is like this. Imodi of the surah, the mother that did an avera. In other words, the parents, they lived the issa. The father married his grandmother, so they're doing an issa living together. Kansur Rabbonin. So Rabbonin made a kanas that the grandmother gets no ksuba now. In the case where the husband dies, or he gives her a get, she doesn't get a ksuba. But Ihi, the daughter, the loyalty surah, what do you want from her? She didn't do anything wrong. She's an ebuch. She was born now. She didn't do anything wrong. Maybe like a sur rabbanu, maybe the rabbanu not make a kenas upon her. So maybe the daughter of a chayve is erva the rabbanin. Maybe there is a tikkun ksuba for her that she should be shkep some mezoinis from the nechassim of her father. Take the gemara blaz basofik. The rabbanu made this tonight ksuba does apply even where the mother does not get a ksuba because she did an avera. This gemara blaz bateku. Boy, rabbi comes a shout like this. Ba sarusa. Let's say a man made erusim with his wife. That's all, not nisuyin. And they did an avera, they lived together. They're not supposed to, before you make nisuyin, you're not supposed to live with your wife. But they lived together. And they had a daughter. And now the husband dies. Is there a tanai ksuba of bonois that she gets mezoinus or not? Yesh la mezoinus, yen la mezoinus. Once svar is kibun, the yisla ksuba, since the mother gets a ksuba here, because Rashi says, kagoyin shekos of lom and erusim, in the case, where you wrote your wife a ksuba min erusin. So now if the husband dies, after erusin, she gets a ksuba. In Ami Rashi says, Rabbanu tikka naima larusa. If you hold that this man the yama, that Rabbanu will masak in a ksuba even by an arusa. So once the war is key, when yisla ksuba isla. So the daughter now also has the right to collect her mazoinas after the husband dies, her father dies. I do maybe kiv and let kine rabbanu ksuba at shas nesuyin. Since the ikka din ksuba is always the tanai ksuba at least is mishas nesuyin. Like Rashi says the michtav at shas nesuyin tanai ksuba nami mak mach lechal. Since when the rabbanu always say to write the ksuba mishas nesuyin or right before the nesuyin, that's when you write the ksuba. So the tanai ksuba maybe is also only chal from the suyin on. So maybe last law here in this case, when the daughter was born, that the parents only had erusin together, there was no nesuyin. The husband died before they had nesuyin. So maybe in this case, the daughter has no tanai ksuba. She has no right to collect mezainis from the father's nechassim. Take Merabai's by sofik if she collects the ksuba, have mezainis from the nechassim or not. Right. Boy, you have proper. Proper has a shout like this. Bas anusa. In the case where a man was manis a girl. He didn't marry her, but just manis her. And then they have a daughter together. Is yesh lo mezoinus or yein lo mezoinus? There's a case where you manas a girl, and the locker is, the Torah is a mitzvah for you to marry her. It says, v'loi seal isha. So after you manas the girl, then you married her. And after you married her, then you had a daughter. And now, the husband dies. Is yesh lo mezoinus or yein lo mezoinus? Does this daughter get mezoinus as she gets fed now from the nechassim of her father or not? So what's it like this? Ali, but Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Loiti Bolach, I have no question. The Yomah, because he said before, he had enough Lama test, that his Shita is, Yesh lo ksuba mona. She does get a ksuba mona. Even in the case where you're honest, the girl, and then you marry her, the locker is, you have to give her ksuba. So since you have to give her ksuba, Shita, it's a regular ksuba, there's a Tanai ksuba here, that if they have a daughter now, and the husband dies, the father dies, she gets mezainas from his nechassim. So that is a regular din ksuba over here. Kiti bolach, when do I have the question? Ali b'di rabbonin. According to rabbonin shita, the yamri that they say, yotza kesef chenosa b'ksubosa. They hold that by nanusa, you don't have to give her ksuba. When you have the locker is, first you have to pay your chamishim kosef, chamishim shkolim, and that's all, then you marry her. And they hold, since you first paid the kenas, that's in place that there's no more ksuba, you don't have to give her ksuba anymore. So according to Rabbanan, I have a shayla, my kiv on the last laksuba, since now if the husband would die, or give her a get, she does not get a ksuba, last la mezaina, who would then, the svar is the daughter also, does not deserve to get mezainas. By Dilma, maybe not. Ksuba, time am I. What's the reason why when you marry your Anusa, the girl that you're manis, there's a mitzvah to marry her? The reason why there's no Ksuba, because what's the reason of the Ksuba? Kadesh, let's say, the reason why there's a takonim in the Rabbonin to give your wife a Ksuba is because we don't want it easy for you to get rid of your wife. Without a Ksuba, a man will get angry at his wife and give her a get right away. We don't want a husband to give his wife a get so fast. So therefore we made a takon of a Ksuba that he's going to have to pay her a lot of money, therefore we won't want to give her a get so fast. But for her, in this case over here, where you marry the girl that you are manis, lo motzi mapik lo, you can't get rid of her. Because here there's a mitzvah of v'loy siyel isha, and the pasuk says lo yuchol l'shalcha, you can't get rid of her. There's an avera to get rid of her. Say that you have to stay married to her. See, so there's no din to give her ksuba because you can't give her a get anyway. If you give her a get, you get a chal. But you're not supposed to, though. The Torah says, v'loy siyel isha. So since over here we're not afraid that he'll give her a get, that's why she gets no ksuba. But maybe the daughter, though, what did she lose out? Why should she lose out? Maybe the daughter they have now, and a case later when the father dies, and the Yashim, Yashin is Nechasim, it could be that she does get fed, she does get Mzoinis from the Nechasim of her father. So that's the Gemara's take, on this Svara, does the Bas Anusa get Mzoinis or doesn't get Mzoinis? Right, so then the last tonight's soup we have in the Mishnah says, Ate Yasva Bebesi. The last tonight's soup is, you write to your wife and say, that in the case that he's going to die, if the husband dies first, and she's an amana, that she has a right to sit, to still live in his house. She still lives in his house, and she gets fed, she gets mezainis from his nechasim. Until she gets married to somebody else. Moshe says, Tony Rabbi Yosef, verse is not like this. It says in the tonight's soup is the Beisi, that the amana has a right to say she still wants to live in the house that they were living before. But the diyik is, v'loy bedikti. Let's say the husband was very poor, and they didn't have a good apartment. They had only a tent. Rashi says, the basic of the victory. In Yeshloi Bayis, Kaifenes Yorshim, Losses Lo Mother. True. If they were living in an apartment in the house, and now the husband dies, so we force the Yorshim, even though Midirais of the Yorshim, the sons, Yorshim the house, and it belongs to them now, but that's the Tanaik Suba, that the mother still has a right to live in the house. The Yamon still has a right to live there. Lefik Voida, Ve'enichoyim Leimelo, Lechila Bayis Avicha, go to someplace else, V'yonu Zon Nois Chesham. That we can't tell her, go back to your father's house, and we'll support you there. No, that was the Tanaik Suba, that she has a right to still live in this house, where she was living until now. Avalein Loi Bayis, let's send a case where they didn't have a house. Ela Dikta V'yalma, Tzrif, they only had a tent. Tzar V'kotan, they only had a small tent. So now they can say, Yechalim Loi Malachim Yeslana, go away from us. The Ate Yasin, the basic Sivlachor, let the victim. That is that the Tanaik Suba, the Amon has a right to stay in her apartment, that's only if it's a house. That's what it says in the Ksuba. But if they only had a tent together, she has no right to stay living in the tent. So then the Yashim and the Rais of the sons, the Yashim, the tent, it's their tent, they can throw their mother out and tell her go back to father's house, live someplace else. Ava Mizoini Isla. But even in the case that they're only living in a tent, that they have a right to throw out of it, but they still have to support her, Mizoini she still gets. Ma Baravashi Yama, he says, Afilo Mizoina Nami Lesla. No, in a case where they didn't have an apartment, that since you're not Mekayim, this part of the Tanaik Suba, that the Amon does not live in the house, there's only a tent, who would then she doesn't get Mizoinus either? Mara says, though, but less Hilchasa Kama Baravashi. But we don't pass like Ma Baravashi. Because these two things are not totally Zebizer. All times she gets Mizoinus. The Amona, when her husband dies, she has a right to collect the mezainis, the food that she needs to eat. She collects the money from her yisaimim, from the nechassim of her husband, even though there's no house for her to live in. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Tavu Linose. Let's say somebody asked her to get married. She was an amona, her husband died, and now a new chassim came, and it was asked her to get married. Then it's fine, and she agreed to get married to him. As soon as she agrees to get married, is a la mezainis. She doesn't get mezainis anymore. The old Tanaik Suba is calls the man she's being an amona. But as soon as she agrees to get married to somebody else, that's not cool, she's an amona anymore. She doesn't have the Tanaik Suba to get mezainis. Now she collects the Suba, and that's all. But the diik is, her loynis paisa, mashma, if she did not accept the proposal, she did not accept it. When the chassan said, you want to marry me, and she said no, mashma yeshla mazoynis, she still has mazoynis, as long as she didn't accept it. Amar Ravon, Ravon said that the dima farshli menedim mashmuel. I learned the name of mashmuel like this. It depends why she said no. Amro machmas ploini baili, if the reason why she refused the chassan, she didn't want to remarry, was because she still feels bad about her first husband, that's why she doesn't want to remarry, then yeshla mazoynis. That's cool, she's an amana. She doesn't want to remarry yet, she still feels bad about her first husband. That's the Tanai Ksuba, she still gets a mazinus. But machmas v'nayodim sheinim agonim. Now let's say she made up her mind now, no, she wants to remarry. Just the person that they proposed to her wasn't a good guy, she didn't like him. That's why she said no to him. Then ain lo mazinus. Then she doesn't have right to get mazinus anymore. As though you say this when she's an amana, when she doesn't want to remarry, then she gets mazinus. But as soon as she makes up her mind to remarry, she loses her schus to get mezainis. That's what Mashmul said. Omar Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr says like this. Zinsa, let's say this Amona has nus with another man. Is Ein lo mezainis? From then on also she doesn't have mezainis anymore. As long as she has nus, she doesn't care about her first husband, so Meila, she doesn't have mezainis anymore. Omar Rav Yosef, Rashi says, Kichlo pirchaso, let's say she starts to put on makeup, but she starts to make her hair nice. In other words, like she's no more, Rashi says, like goli daiti, she shows us her mind is, like really, she doesn't feel bad about her first husband, she got over it already. And now she's starting over, and she wants to like, get married. And we see she's dressing nice, and she's putting on makeup. In such a case, ain lo mezainis, she doesn't get mezainis anymore. In other words, the site is, she's an amono, she feels bad about her first husband, she doesn't want to remarry, then she has the tonight to get her mazoinis. But as soon as we see she made up her mind already to start to look about shidduchim ready, to dress nicely, to look nicely, then she doesn't have mazoinis. So Gemara says, man, the yom mazinsa, the one that says that she just had znus with somebody else, she loses her mazoinis, kol shechen kichla pirchasa. For sure, in a case where she already started to put on makeup, that she loses her schus of mazoinis. But man the yom kichla pirchasa, the one that says only when she starts to dress nicely, that she, then she shows us that she wants to start thinking about other men, then she loses her mezainis. Avuzinsa, but if she only has nus with another man, she still gets mezainis. Why? Isla, she still gets mezainis. My taima, yetzer on sua, will say as far as time she had a taiva, she had taiva to have nus. Her yetzer forced to have nus with a man. But not the pshat, she doesn't feel bad about her husband. Really, she would not want to remarry yet. She's still feeling sorrow for her first husband. Just the Yetzara chapter right now to have znus. So that's not so bad. Therefore, we say she still receives some mezainis. But when she puts on by herself her makeup to start to look nice, then we see she wants shidduchim, then she loses her schus to get mezainis. But the Gemara says, no, what's the maskana, what's the halacha? For la tilcha sechachol hanishmaitato. We don't task on these halachas. These learnings. Ela ki ho di yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. But like Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says like this. Ha toivas ksubos bebezdin. When the Amona makes up her mind and she asks for a ksuba. Halacha is when if the husband died, she has a right to collect a ksuba. But if she's smart and she doesn't plan to get married yet, she doesn't ask for a ksuba yet, but rather she receives some mezainis after tonight's ksuba. She receives a paycheck to live on from the Yoshim. But once she's to ask Subasa, she goes to the Bezdin and says, I want to receive now my whole Ksuba that I deserved. Is Ein Lo Mezainis. From then on, she doesn't get Mezainis anymore. Then it's Chal now for the Yoshim to pay her up the whole Ksuba, but no more paycheck, no more Mezainis. That's Talocha. For the Gemara of Eloyd, and is it true she doesn't get Mezainis? We are tiny, we learned like this. Mochro Ksubasa. Let's say a lady sold her ksuba to somebody else. Well, Moshkin of ksubos, well, she gave it from Ashkin. She owed somebody money, and she gave her bachayva Mashkin a pledge, her ksuba. Or else also saw ksubos apotki, the same thing. She owes somebody money, and she made it for an apotki to say, if I don't pay you back the money, you could collect my ksuba for it. Is liyacha, she made a apotki for somebody else. Is ain lo mezainis, she doesn't get mezainis. So the diak is hani in, only these. Avo tevas loy, mashma, if she asks for a ksuba though, then she still gets mezainis. So how come you say before, as soon as she asks for the money of a ksuba, she doesn't get mezonos anymore. So we're going like this. Honey, these last cases, bein bebezdin, bein shaloi bebezdin. These last cases, the shemets and napotiki, she makes a ksuba for napotiki, she loses some mezonos, even if she does this out of bezdin. Mashen came to us, that's what we say when the lady asks for a ksuba, bebezdin in, only if she went to bezdin. And in bezdin, she asked for a ksuba, that shows that she really means it. And like she doesn't want to have anything to do with her first husband anymore, like she's thinking of remarrying already, therefore she doesn't get mezonos anymore. But shlei bebezdin lai, if she doesn't ask for the ksuba in bezdin, that's called nothing. That's not called a real gviya yet, therefore she still has the right to get a ksuba. So Mishnah says again, the kachwa you answer Yerushalayim. These Tanai ksubas were written in answer Yerushalayim. But he said there, as an Anshe Golos used to do like that, just Anshe Yehuda, Yekaisvin, Anshe Yirtsu, a Yarshim, Litzachon Ksubasa. And Yehuda, though, they used to say, no, it's up to the Yarshim. As soon as they want to pay their mother the ksuba, they don't have to feed her anymore. So Kitzah was different in Hagim, in Yerushalayim and Golol against Yehuda. So Mishnah says, if it were not like this, Rava Malacha Kianshe Yehuda. Halacha is like Anshe Yehuda, that the Yerushim have the right not to feed her anymore, but just to pay her a ksuba. No, that like it says the Mishnah tonight, ksuba, that she gets her mezonos unless she asks for a ksuba. Now the Bovo, the whole Parvadia and Bovo, and all the cities around it, Noye Karag, the Rav, they are passing like Rav. The what the Yerushim have the right to tell the mother, we're not going to feed you anymore, we're going to pay the ksuba. Nahadoi, the whole Parvadia, Nahadoi and all the cities around it, Noye Kishmuel, held like Shmuel, that no, the Yerushim have a right to say, we're not going to feed you anymore. So most of that happened once a case, the he bas Mechuzah. The girl was from Mechuzah. To have a Nosu the Nadoi, that got married to Nadoi, the husband was from Nadoi. So different in Hagim, who do we go boss, or she, or him? Is Osla came to Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Shom Olakoyla, the bas Mechuzah. He heard that what she's from Mechuzi. Amalus, they said, the Loch is above all, the Chol Pavadja, Noi Karav, and Bovol, and Mechuzu was near Bovol, holds like Rav, and Loch Raganshi Yehuda, that the Yoshim have right to tell her, we're not going to feed you anymore. But Amalus, then they said back to him, though, Amalulei, Vola Nadoi in Nisiva. But she, like she said back, I married the husband from Nadoi. Amalus, then he said to him, her like this. He hochi, if your husband came from Nadoi, like you have to go after your husband's Minhagim. Is Nadoi v'chol bavadja noyim kishmuel? They you hold like Shmuel. That Shmuel said aloha kyan shegolu, that the Yoshim have to feed their mother. V'yad heiche Nadoi, how far is it still called the city connected to Nadoi, that they have this halacha, like Anshe Golu in Yerushalayim, that the Yoshim have to still feed their mother? Ad heiche de stagi kaba de Nadoi. I told you could use the coin that came out Nadoi, because they make a coin, the money. So as long as the cities use their system of their money, that's all, they all go boss on Nadoi, that they have to feed their mothers. Itma will learn like this. Almana. What's going to be in the case of an Almana? Yamana. Ravo ma shomin ma sholel. In the case of an Almana, we have to also see everything that's worth, all the clothing that you're wearing. Rashi learns, Kishamagviyin lo bezdin ksubosa. When bezdin collects for her a ksuba, and Amona, that she wants to get a ksuba right now. Let's say it's $200. So she gets $200 from the nechosim of her husband. Now, what about the clothing that she's wearing? Let's say it's worth $50. Is that excluded in the ksuba or not? So Rav says, Shama lo mashallah, yes. All the clothing that she's wearing is included in part of the ksuba. So if it's worth $50, you only have to pay another $150. So Rashi says, Kishamagviyin lo bezdin ksubasa, shomim bigudeha, hipruayin ksuba. The clothing that she's wearing is also part of the money she gets for a ksuba. Now, the clothing belonged to the husband, and now if the husband gave her a get or died, so the chiyuv to give her a ksuba, if she wants to keep the clothing, that's part of a ksuba. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, ain't shomim asholeh. The clothing that she's wearing is not called part of a ksuba. That's her own clothing, like her goof. It's bota to her, that's her. She has the right to get now the ksuba 200, excluding her clothing. Om Rav Chia Baravin. V'chilufo b'lokit. The machlok is just the opposite by lokit. Rashi says, Sochi, you hired a man to work.
Shigar b'bayis b'alabayis. Your worker lived in your house. V'lokachle b'alabayis b'godim. And the owner, the balabas, bought him special clothing, like working clothing. Kishiyaisu b'mena, when your worker leaves you, shom aysa b'godim b'scharoi. The same machlokes. Do we have to see how much the clothing is worth? And he takes the clothing with him as part of his pay. L'shmuel, that's what Shmuel holds. For Rav Amr and Shom, Rav says, no, here we don't put part of his pay. There is a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, by Ksuba, is just the opposite by a worker. That if the owner bought him clothing, if he keeps the clothing or as part of his pay, it's just the opposite machlokes. O monach b'sim, in the latest simmons, remember who said what? Yasmer v'yamalosa shalachaput. Rashi Monach le Rav Simna ben Ulsa, Rav made a simon here, that Yasma v'yamalosa sholach apuk, hefshit begodayim b'tzein, take off the clothing and make them go away. Mashaykin Yasma means lock it here. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, afakav t'snan b'mastisa kavosa de Shmuel, even though we learned in the Mishnah, like Shmuel, that Shmuel says, ain shama mashalil, that a clothing she's wearing is not called part of the ksuba, but hilchas kavosa de Rav. Halacha is like Rav, that the clothing that she's wearing is called part of a ksuba, and the yoshim only have to give her whatever the rest of the value between the 200 and what she's wearing. The Tanah would write like this: Echor ha-maktish nechosif. If somebody was maktish all the nechosim miyoms, he was maktish and gave all his whatever all his property gave over to hegdish. The echor ha-marech chesatzmoi. Whereas somebody was marech was mechayiv himself to give how much he's worth. To the Gizbar to Hegdish. Ein loy, loy vixus ishtoi, v'loy vixus bonov, v'loy vitzeva shetzov and lishman. So now, if he was makdish, all is the chosin, or else he was marach, and he has to have money to pay it, we don't include the clothing of his wife, or else the clothing of his children, or else the tzva, the dye, he set aside for them. V'loy v'sandalim chadoshim shalokal lishman, or else not the new shoes that he bought for them. In other words, what belongs to them is not called part of his nechosim, that's theirs. So the same thing applies to ksuba also. So when you give your wife a ksuba, as even though we learned a mishnah like Shmuel, like this mishnah is a riot to Shmuel, that we see these clothing that are set aside for his wife, like belongs to his wife. It's not called his property that he gave it over to Hegdish. Even though he said whatever he owns, he's given over to Hegdish, but his wife's clothing doesn't go to Hegdish. So there's a Mishnah Saraya to Shmuel, that what she's wearing, the clothing of your wife, like belongs to her, that's hers, that's not called part of the chosim of the husband. So that's what it says, even though we have a Raya to Shmuel from the Mishnah, still the Loch is like Rav though. So Omalei Rav Nachman, since we have here a Mishnah that agrees to Shmuel, how come you're telling me the loch is like Rav? Here the Mishnah says clearly, your wife's clothing is hers, doesn't belong to the husband. So who are then by the ksuba also? It should not be part of a ksuba. The ksuba has to come from the husband's nechosim, not from her clothing. Omalei answered back, lechura kishmuel rihitna. He says, lechura you would think the Mishnah is like Shmuel. But when you look into it clearly, hilchas hakavosi the Rav. Really, even this Mishnah looks like Rav. My time, what's the reason? Kiatni lo adaito lemekim kamei. When do we say the husband was makna these clothing that he bought for his wife to give to his wife? That we say what he's makdish is nechosim. He does not mean his wife's clothing. Kozman, he's married to her. So Kozman, he's married to her. When he bought her a clothing, right away he meant to give her the clothing. It's like her clothing. So therefore, when he's makdish, is nechosim later, her clothing are not part of the hegdish. But in the case where he dies or he gives her a get, and now he has to give her a ksuba, then he never had him das to be makd to the clothing. In other words, he only wants her to keep the clothing, calls them on they're married. That's true. But Rav Svar is that once you give her a get, or once the husband dies, and now she wants to get a ksuba, the clothing that she's wearing, still belongs to the husband, it's the husband's clothing. Like he only gave a right to use it, calls them on they're married. But now that they're not married anymore, it's not her clothing. So therefore, if she wants to keep it, that's part of her ksuba. And that's the halacha like Rav, that the clothing she's wearing is part of her ksuba. Most of the mice happen now, Kalsa Devera Bar Elisha, his daughter-in-law, have a katova ksubasa. Vaisa, she receives the get, And now she wants to receive a ksuba miyasa from the assignment. When her husband died, and she wants to receive a ksuba from the assignment. Have komamti lola vedina. So she called the assignment, come to Bezdin, I want to get my ksuba. His army, so the assignment was smart. They told her, zilon milsa, not loud after smart, so they just told her, Amri Zulon Musa to Tezel Hochi. We're very embarrassed to go to Bezdin with you the way you dressed. You're not dressed nice enough. Is Ozla, so she went Lavishtinu Vyechtinu Lakule Mona. She went and dressed the best clothing, all the clothing she put on. Is Ozla Kaima the Ravina came in front of the Bezdin? Omalu Hilkosakabos of the Rav. The Yoma Almona Shomimasholeh. In other words, the halach is like Rav to say that all the clothing you're wearing is part of Ksuba. So they got away cheap, they sold the good. You're wearing all these clothing now. Keep a fi ksuba, that's ksuba. We don't have to give you too much more. A man said, Nedunya Labrata, I want to give my daughter, she's getting married, I want to give her a present. Like the father give the daughter the present, I want to give her a present. And he machaid himself a certain type of a present. And then Zol Nedunya, the present became cheaper. His Amravidi Baravin Purna Liyasmi. And then the father died. So like this, the lacher is the Yisayimim have to give her the present. But now that the present got cheaper, the Yisayimim gain on the deal. It's their gain. They only have to buy you this amount of a present, and since now it's cheaper, they don't have to spend that much money. A man said,